Kramer with Mission Network News. President Donald Trump's executive order on refugees has received both national and international backlash. Whether true or not, many believe that the order is based on religion. David Curry of Open Doors USA says this perception could damage the nation's ability to fight worldwide religious persecution.
It could be a bad thing if it's perceived or is in fact a religious test to get into America. And that's because that's the sort of thing that we're arguing with in Pakistan, in Afghanistan, in all of these areas where there is extremism and religious persecution of Christians.
So today we're asking you to pray for the protection of nations and refugees, for wisdom, and for the gospel to spread even in times like this. And then things definitely did not go as hoped for in the court case facing the two Sudanese pastors and Czechoslovakian aid worker. Over the weekend, the courts made a decision on the state crimes, and Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton tells us,
"We had hoped that Mr. Yasik, the Czech aid worker, and the two Sudanese brothers would be released. Instead, they were all sentenced to very long prison sentences and found guilty of the crimes that they were accused of."
The judge really threw the book at Petr Yaschek, sentencing him to life in prison and adding even more charges. Lawyers have 15 days to file an appeal, and the Czech government is sending a representative to try to negotiate something on behalf of Mr. Yaschek. Prayer support is critical.
Pray for encouragement. Pray for the appeal process to go forward and for there to be favor on that appeal. And ultimately, we want to pray that God's will be done.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries and listeners supported by people like you. We're partnering with Slava Gospel Association to offer a free devotional written by a woman for women. It's called My Father's House by Ruth Dynica Erdell. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.